Deaton is a very versatile player. He played all up and down the line of scrimmage. UCLA really flourished in Coach Moore's new system out there. We think he adds a lot of versatility to our group. Should be able to fit in and help our group out.
How similar was their scheme to what you guys run?
Well, pretty similar actually. He knows that. I know the coaches were talking to him, and some of the same verbiage that we use, they use there. I went in there on a school call. Sam Seal does the Western Region, and he was there several times. We always got good reports from the coaching staff there. He's a very sharp guy. I think you'll like him a lot in terms of the interview part. Very impressive guy. Like I said, he can run. He's got quickness. He played nose tackle in some of their sets. We think he'll be good in our sub packages. And again, add a little something to our group, which we're always trying to do. Sorry?
Is he heavy enough to go inside right away?
Well, I don't know. I think in our base package he probably wouldn't, but in the sub packages, you watch him play in college, and I know college is different than the pros, but he lines up all over.
Ted, you talked last Thursday about getting more swings. Did you get many calls to move back from 26?
Few. There were several conversations earlier in the day and through the first part of the draft, but when it got to be our pick, we were pretty committed. We were a little surprised that the opportunity was still there to take him.
Ted, you drafted Jarrell and Mike Daniels last year. Now adding Deaton, what do you like about your group, your D-line group?
Well, I like the whole group. You know, we have, you know, BJ and Ryan and some of the other fellows that have been with us, and then the younger guys. And then adding this guy, again, our veterans will determine the fate of our team. But adding another good athlete, got a little bit more speed, and try to add a little speed to the defense, we think is a good idea.
Teddy's a little bit taller than those guys you picked last year. Is that a big deal, or is that just happenstance?
It just happens. You know, there's guys that can play that all sizes. But I think it's nice to have a taller one if you can. What's that commercial? Is two better than one or something? You know, kids.
Ted, were there several players that were kind of similar in value when your turn came up, or did he stand out head and shoulders above what was there?
Well, he's the one that we decided on. We had a couple of names that we thought were legitimate and a little bit surprised they were still there.
Athletically, what stands out with him?
He's like I say, he's very quick off the ball. He's got the ability to accelerate his feet to close on the quarterback. I think it's impressive the way, you know, an athlete like that can play with his hands and play square along the line of scrimmage. I think he does a good job of that.
Two more. Good.
See you.
When you look at your defensive choices last year, you went six straight defensively, and now you go defense again. I mean, do you feel like that's been, even though you like the best player available, something that you really did have to replenish some talent there?
We didn't go into it like that today, not at all. No, especially, you know, early in the draft, you know, you're concentrating on quality as much as you can.
Ted, what went into the decision just with DJ Smith to part ways with him?
I'm sorry?
Just what went into the decision to part ways with DJ Smith?
It's just a roster thing. You know, we knew we were going to be up against the roster by the time we get done this weekend.